In some ways, you will not find three people more diverse in ideas, goals, and personalities than the three men who led the drafting of the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson, the man of great discoveries and new frontiers, of romantic idealism, perfectionism, and radicalism. John Adams, the man of justice and civilization, of law, conservatism, and discipline. And Benjamin Franklin, the man of practicality and compromise, of trial and error, negotiation, and comity. Yet all three believed that reason, and a pretty narrow concept of what counted as reason, was the proper organizing principle of all life. If their project was really the Reformation overthrowing the vestiges of medievalism, where did this all-encompassing rationalism come from? Meanwhile, the secular founding story can acknowledge but cannot account for the critical role played in the founders' thought by the idea that human life is sacred and sinful at the same time. With few exceptions, we find the founders relying consistently on this assumption that the human person combines irreducible dignity and systematic moral dysfunction. This is the bedrock wisdom upon which their whole system is based. And it was just this integrated understanding of the simultaneous goodness and badness of human nature that made their system superior to the aristocratic and confessional systems that came before it. But where did they get this idea? The Enlightenment provides no sources for it. Indeed, wherever Enlightenment thinkers deviated from earlier Christian approaches to human nature, it led immediately to tyrannical political ideas far worse than the old medieval aristocracies and confessionalisms. When Thomas Hobbes introduced into the modern world a reductively materialistic understanding of human nature he had picked up from ancient Greco-Roman writers, there was no gradual unfolding process of realization through which people eventually figured out that materialistic anthropology implies authoritarian and unlimited absolutism in politics. Hobbes himself saw this implication and made it the organizing principle of his political thought. Similarly, when Jean-Jacques Rousseau reintroduced Plato's ethical subjectivism to the modern world, he recognized that it implied a revolutionary social radicalism that would override all civil protection for personal freedoms, and he made this the organizing principle of his political thought. The Enlightenment writers who replaced medieval aristocracy and confessionalism with constitutional democracy and freedom were the ones whose thinking about human nature retained a firm grounding in Christianity. Locke, Montesquieu, Smith, Blackstone. Where, then, did the American founders get the anthropology upon which they built their whole system, if they did not inherit it from Christianity? Ambiguity, a glorious American achievement. This critique of the two substantive stories about Christianity and American history might be summed up in this statement.